WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
When you just talk about practice, we sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Sports Talk Saturday.
We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that? And we're talking about practice. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about?
On WGR.
Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
Sports Radio 550.
We are talking about practice.
I didn't get that.
What are we talking about? We're talking about practice. And that's kind of what we've been doing every day this week. Why? Because training camp has been back. And all of a sudden, though, before you know it, training camp in Rochester at St. John Fisher University is over. Because the Bills today will come back to town for the return of the blue and red. Fitting the song from that open right there. The boys are back in town.
I was busy listening to Allen Iverson. What are we talking about?
We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
By the way, this is not the usual voice that you'd hear alongside Derek Kramer on Sports Talk Saturday. That's Trevor Howard.
Yes.
Borrowed him from down the hall here as we're getting ourselves ready for today's, you know, return of the blue and red.
Brad, it's nice, you know,
Brad is going to be on at 6 o'clock till 10. Man.
Workhorse.
Yeoman's work right there.
Workhorse.
That absolutely workhorse stuff right there. So
it's nice also getting a break from some of the traffic cameras, too.
Yeah, having you in here, yes.
Get to talk some ball with the fellas.
Yeah, get to talk some ball, have some fun.
It's been a while.
But there's a little bit of significance now, though, to this year's return of the blue and red, more so than ever. It's the first time that fans are going to be able to stand in the stadium, in this new stadium, where football is being played. It's practice. We're talking about practice.
Yes.
But it is going to mean something a little different today. And right away, we'll open it up with everyone. 803-0550 is the number to call. If you're going today, how are you feeling about it? How are you feeling about the fact that right across the street, the cathedral that everyone went to for decades is now just flat land?
Yeah.
It does mean something to people. I don't have that connection, but, you know, like, I would be more than happy to hear from other people that do. So by all means, give us a shout. 716-803-0550 is the number to call if you have anything on that. Thoughts about Bills training camp through the first weekend change now, as they've already wrapped up at St. John Fisher. They will be in Orchard Park for the next couple days. Well, for the next week. And then they will head to Cleveland for joint practices as preseason continues on. But in terms of practices in front of the fans, this is the second to last one around here.
It's crazy. No.
The other one will be on the following Tuesday morning.
Yep.
And that is for, you know, people that don't have a chance with the season tickets, anything like that, to have their opportunity to at least get into the stadium. But the new stadium, Trevor, it is something that I don't have a lot of connection with. The new stadium, the old stadium, everything of the sort. My Bills game days involve me sitting literally in this chair that I'm sitting in right now.
Yes, and probably as of the last couple years, me too. I mean, I've been to one, I want to say.
Yeah,
and
I was
in the Odyssey suite for one of them, so it's not like I'm going out and buying money for, you know, spending money for PSLs and doing all this other stuff. And then,
how infrequently I've been to Bills games, I had to interrupt you to say, we have a suite?
Yeah. Well, in the old stadium, it's in ruins now. But
we had a new suite
across the street. Yeah, we did have a suite.
We had a suite?
Yeah.
I would have liked to have known that, but I was working here.
The wrong game to go to as well. They were wearing some nice jerseys, the whiteout jersey, but that was the Patriot game. So I couldn't even see a win in the last Bills game I was at. But
same.
It is kind of sad to me, though, looking at where the old stadium stood. I was like, I saw Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue right there. And it's no more. Sidney Crosby, unfortunately, score on the five hole of
that's
Ryan
right.
Miller
There's,
in that building.
I do like that you're bringing up more than just the Bills in this, too.
Yeah, I mean,
one of the most memorable times for me at the stadium is not a Bills game.
No, me neither.
It's the World Juniors.
Oh, the World. Yeah, was that 2018?
2018.
Casey Mittelstadt.
Casey Mittelstadt and Team USA. Brady Tkachuk is on that team.
They were wearing the Bills jerseys, right? The USA Bills-style jersey.
I remember this for two reasons. One, Howard joked that it was my last day because I actually liked the design.
Ooh, hot takes. I liked the design, though.
But then I bought one, and a week later, we have the wild card game between the Bills and the Jaguars. And it's got 34 on it. It's an Austin Matthews Team USA jersey.
Yeah.
Howard initially thinks it's a Thurman jersey.
As one would.
He jokes with me, nice long sleeve Thurman jersey. I take off my jacket and it says Matthews. And I was chased down the hall.
Well, knowing Howard, it's probably because like you're wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs player on the nameplate of your jersey.
But I was everyone's friend that day.
Oh, dude, you're rocking the USA colors.
I'm rocking USA colors.
You're rocking Bills colors.
Bills uniform, basically.
You understood the assignment.
And the Canadian fans that are Toronto fans,
yep,
they're like, oh, nice Austin Matthews jersey.
Just rub a little salt in that wound.
But everyone liked it at the stadium.
Yes.
I was everybody's friend that day.
And
I left the stadium, and everyone hated the jersey.
Well, isn't it like,
because Matthews had yet to play for Team USA in any capacity.
More people in Pittsburgh cheering for Ryan Miller after the 2010 Olympics than Sidney Crosby?
Yes, but
it kind of has that sort of vibe to it.
Before we get too far off track here, like that's one of my most memorable games at the stadium.
Yeah.
Or even events, so to say.
I did go to the Monsoon game, Halloween 2021, where the Bills beat the Dolphins. That was a fun game. I was wearing my Winnie the Pooh costume at that game, and I had a poncho on over it. That was a really fun time.
I'm just trying to envision Trevor in the crowd in a Winnie the Pooh costume with a poncho on.
No, that was really fun.
Try to find that on TV.
No, you couldn't because I was up in the nosebleeds. Good luck with those CBS cameras.
So, the new stadium, though. I am excited to hear about what people think about it. I am really interested to know how it's going to feel for people. Especially those that had been longtime season ticket holders at the Ralph versus what it's going to look like now, or what it's going to feel like for them now. And that's for anyone. Anyone that's been to a lot of games, how is everything going to look? Brad did a good job with this yesterday of like, what's the traffic situation going to look like? What's the parking situation going to look like? Because it is different already. The ECC lots are gone. That's where the new stadium is. What is going to be different?
And on top of that, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
You're our traffic guy.
Right.
What's traffic going to look like for this?
Yeah, where are you guys going to go from Route 20 in Orchard Park?
I would imagine
today's
not going to be like, I would hope today's not genuinely awful for traffic. Mostly because I don't know if it's going to like be sellout crowd kinds of interesting. But I do hope people report on that tonight with Brad.
Right.
I do hope we get a little bit of a report of what does it look like out there?
Where are the good spots?
Where are the good spots to go? What's the easiest way to get in and out?
What's the best food to get at the game?
How is it different? How food? Everything about this is a curiosity. And it kind of comes back to the overall theme of the Buffalo Bills this season, Trevor. This is a fact-finding year. They're still expected to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
But the how is so interesting. Everyone's expected to go to the games.
Yep.
But the how is your in-game experience?
Yes.
Is going to be different. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be something that raises questions.
And if you are going to this event today, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for a lot of people. You only get to experience your favorite team or going to the stadium for the first time
once.
It's like, when was the last time this happened? 1996 with the what was called Marine Midland Arena, now called the KeyBank Center? Into that for the first time?
That is the last time because the Odd was demolished and the Odd was the Odd.
Once in a lifetime thing. So I would just say, take it in, soak it all in. What's the over-under on pictures taken around the stadium for the amount of people that are going to be there?
Yes.
Is there a betting line for that?
I can't put a number on that. Like that's really hard because that's not even like pictures you're counting of like not posted onto socials.
Right. Just saved in the camera roll.
Just saved in camera roll.
Uploaded to the Google Drive.
Of thousands of people.
Yeah.
So that's the part that I'm interested to find out. I'm really interested to see how people are feeling about it. I'm really interested in seeing how, you know, everyone looks with this sort of thing. The Bills, as a matter of fact, put out a video of the stadium. They just did like a drone shot. I need to see what it looks like with people in it.
Oh, it's going to be packed.
That's going to be something I want to see. I want to see what the inside looks like. I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be there confidently for years, probably.
Likely. Unless there's
Because what am I doing? I'm sitting right here.
Is there a Winter Classic coming over sometime soon or what?
I mean, the NHL wants to. But in the reality of this, I don't know the first time I'm going to ever be able to witness it live. So I will have to live vicariously through a lot of you. I'm going to have to hear what you guys have to say, what everyone is saying about it, their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, their perspectives. I'm going to need your help with that because that's something I don't get to do.
And TV just doesn't do it justice.
And I mean, here I am.
It's loud on the TV broadcast, but you got it. You have to be there.
You have to be there. Like, I'm never going to really be able to experience that right away. It's going to be some time for me. I can acknowledge that comfortably. But I also get to have the privilege of being here with all of you on a game day. All throughout. Whether it be the updates during pregame or if I'm filling in for a show or
pregame coverage.
Kicking it off with Breakfast with the Bills.
Yeah.
I don't take that lightly. But there is definitely a side of me that's like, yeah, I would like to see this. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen for a little bit. Well, why don't you take the day? Sure.
Let me just leave what I do for a living.
Not even that. Like, I'm a little far down on the pecking order to do that.
Leave you guys in the dust with
so,
nothing.
You know, like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. I just know that I'm really looking forward to what everyone's got to say. How does it look? What is the feel of it? The drone shot video that the Bills have out on this, it looks like a soccer stadium.
It does.
It
no,
really
I said
does.
That since like day one, it looks like a soccer stadium.
And they said that they took a lot of inspiration from the Tottenham Hotspur arena. But seeing it with people, seeing it with a football environment will be different. Next week, that's a big deal.
Yes.
You know who's not going to be there next week? Me.
Me neither, probably. No.
I'm going to be right here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be happy that football is back for the Bills. Bills football is back. But this is going to be a day where a lot of people are going to be able to, I would imagine, take in practice, but more importantly, take your time and walk around the stadium. Take it in.
Yes.
Really embrace it. That's going to be something where I'm really intrigued to see what people find, what they find interesting, what they like, what they don't like. And really just try to hear from everyone about it.
And I also want to hear more about that big pong table. Do you see that they had on display?
I have feelings about
that.
The
giant ping pong balls and the solo cups and whatever.
I have feelings about that. They're not necessarily what I'd call positive.
I think that's just part of the mafia.
Yes.
That's a tip in the cap to the mafia.
Yes,
I've seen
it
a lot
is.
Of mixed feelings on that.
It is, but it's also, how do I say this? Delicately.
It's a little college-esque, is it not?
No. It's a little of, like, you know when corporate brands take over social media trends and then it kind of ruins the fun for everyone?
Throws a wet blanket on everything?
It's kind of that messaging. Because they've announced stricter tailgating rules.
Yeah.
But yet, you're going to have that homage in the stadium itself? I feel like that's a little bit of a, I don't want to say disrespectful, but definitely not fully aware.
Yeah. Man, it's something new we could say.
It is something that you are right. It is an homage to Bills Mafia and, you know, the fun that people can have before a game. But to have that when you're announcing stricter protocols is also a tad bit hypocritical.
And shouldn't the table be broken in half? In this display? Oh, it is?
It is.
I didn't see that part.
Yes, it is. That's the initial one that everyone's like they added to it. That's what they did. They added accents of like cups and ping pong
well, at
balls.
Least the table's not on fire or something.
Yes.
That would be a little over the rails.
That is a little too encouraging of things getting a little carried away.
Can't do that.
obviously you want to make sure that everyone does things safely, but
take your time walking around the venue.
But I do wonder, like, there's a lot of like corporate vibes from the Bills this year. Will the stadium and being at the stadium for people help fix it a little bit? A couple of months ago, we had arguments amongst the fan base, amongst our callers even, about the haves and have-nots of PSL owners.
Yep.
We kind of just, today is kind of a day where everyone can kind of just get back to football. But it is, at the end of the day, practice.
Just practice. But
it is
practice. Football.
It's football. It's people being at the stadium, at this new stadium, the first time they're going to experience it, the only time that you get that first time, like you said.
Yeah.
I will step in and say not entirely. Because it is practice.
Yes.
It's not the game day vibes.
It's not week one.
It's not even week one of the preseason.
No. You might have, you're going to have the first ever practice here. Mm-hmm. First ever preseason. There might be a few first times here.
Yes. The real one is, of course, that Thursday night.
Yes.
Against Detroit to be the home opener.
And then just wait to the first playoff game.
But there's also the first Sunday.
Yep.
Because Thursday's a different feel. You got to get out of work. You got to get everyone together. And you got to get out there.
The first 1 o'clock Sunday game. The first 8:20 Sunday game. The first Monday night game.
So it is true. The first of stepping in there.
Yes.
But not entirely the case. Dan, I'm going to need your help here because our computer decided to, our call screen. Computer.
You need help?
Call
I need
screener.
Help. I don't know the password. So
yeah,
I'm
going
to need you to help out here when I say we get connected to our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com as we go to Rich in Lakeview. Rich, how you doing? Welcome in. What you got?
Hey, good morning, or I was going to say good afternoon, but good morning. Hey,
it's close enough.
Just
yeah.
Always wanted to do this, you know, like that guy who won the auction to announce for the Phillies. I've always wanted to do the traffic with Rush Hour Hour here. So I was just going to say we are in a Northeast Belt, Rust Belt city. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to get anywhere in the area.
Mm-hmm.
If you have relatives from out of town and you're taking them outside of Buffalo to go see something interesting, it might take you 25 or 30 minutes. And that's your traffic report. Did I do it okay?
Hey, Rich, awesome. I think you can find me on social media, get into my inboxes. We can set something up and we can put you in the
that
barns for
awesome.
Traffic command, probably. That would be wonderful.
Trevor, don't make promises we can't deliver on.
Well, I have to ask corporate first. I have to go through all the protocols. But yes, Rich, I do enjoy what I do, and I love that you were the first caller on Sports Talk Saturday, and you gave us a traffic report. It's pretty epic.
That was a shout out. Listen, you guys on the other BEN side, there's a whole bunch of guys, Tanner, yourself, really uber talented. Not to say you're not on WGR, but I think people miss that when you guys are periphery characters, but and for a long time, you could tell listener, we appreciate this stuff. I love this. I'm glad GR is doing something like the pregame to the hype. I'm looking forward to it. I'm young enough to remember when they were building the stadium. My dad took me over in 72, 73, and my memories look almost exactly what the stadium looks like now when they're excavating it. So it's bittersweet, but what I'm looking for mostly to today, you said the corporate vibes with the Bills. It's like visiting your aunt or your grandma's house who had the awesome house but covered the furniture in plastic back in the 70s.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yeah, that's like, it's wonderful. We want you here. Please just don't touch anything. Two things I'm looking forward to, being Buffalo, and again, talking about relatives and disappointment where there shouldn't be any, the complaints that are going to happen by tonight or tomorrow morning on social media.
I'm ready for it.
What you weren't allowed in to see, PSL people who are going to be ticked off because they weren't allowed in the Bills locker room to take selfies with the players while they were getting ready, something like that. You know that, and I think, I don't know if the seats are going to be filled, but I think it's going to be kind of a tour with everyone going around, and also with the PSL. Listen, you know, Trevor, you're going to have this just like the, do you have a timeshare you want to get out of? And
the
here we go.
The PSL's in 5 years once Josh's wife realizes they're not going to extend their daughter to pre-K anywhere in the Buffalo area to a school district here. So you're going to see, you have a long-term PSL you want to get rid of. Well, and you're going to have that. You can bank, you know, can we do a Calci one on that one?
I think
we might be the first one. Rich,
we already have that for most for pictures being taken in the stadium today. Over under like 7 million.
Oh my goodness, Rich! Appreciate the call. You hammered a lot of stuff there.
And Rich, appreciate the kind words too, man. That was awesome.
Not a Chuck McDowell shot.
That really warms my heart. Yeah, I have more fans. Oh, man, I have fans on this side of the station too.
Oh yeah, no, that's why I drag you over here.
Rich, you are awesome.
Also, because you're my buddy. But
yeah, Derek, we are buddies. That's why it's called Sports Buddy Talk Saturday.
Yes, it's the new buddy cop.
Yes.
Sports Talk Saturday, it always is. But Rich did mention it, like, you know, like going to the stadium and the fact that, like, you know, trying to see what you can look at, what everything is, what is interesting about it, everything of the sort, you know, throwing in the little joke of, like, you know, the covering of furniture with the plastic.
That's a perfect analogy.
Oh.
You guys are allowed to be in here. This is a huge house. 50,000 square feet, just don't jump on the bed. Don't sit on the couch, please. Don't get anything on the rug.
Right. It just, there is something to it where, like, I wonder how everyone is going to take it today.
He brought up a good point, too, that I didn't even really think of. The complaining. What are we going to hear about? Oh, I don't like this. I don't like
this. We do live in a social media age. Yes.
I don't like this. I didn't even think of that. I thought of just, like, you know, I really like this, and this. There's another side of the fan base that's going to be like, why is this here, and why is this here? And I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and we do live in that day and age, and social media kind of makes it a little hard to, you know, keep the positivity on these things. But ready? I do also want to see what people do have problems with. And the context is key. Because some complaints are going to be just people complaining for the sake of complaining. But if I can get a why... Why don't you like something like this? Why don't you like this?
Give it to me straight.
Why is the traffic suddenly a different pain in the butt?
Yes.
For example, like, there's something that's going to happen where context is required.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's something that you don't like, try to fill it with that context.
Yes, you got to be real. Not everything is sunshine and rainbows.
Give everyone a reason.
Yes.
And
give it to me straight.
And we can think critically.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the number to call. As the Bills, the return of the blue and red in the new Highmark Stadium today. As that is probably the big deal in all of this. It's the new stadium. It's an opportunity to step in there for the first time. And while it's not game day vibes, it is still the first time. For a lot of people today, I'm excited for all of you. And we'll talk a little bit more about the team itself as well. As we're here until 2 o'clock, Derek Kramer, Trevor Howard here with you on Sports Talk Saturday.
I mean, the body feels good. Again, a lot of work that I put in to get to this point, but we still got a lot more growing to do. And
you talked about belief. How about their belief in you?
Yeah, it definitely, having belief in me that they have in me gives me confidence and more belief in myself.
Tyler Bass getting back to kicking in front of everyone. And he was 5 of 7 the other day, and hey, you know what? Good. It's good that he's kicking again, that they're out there practicing it. I wonder if they're going to employ it today, because, you know,
it's possible.
A couple healthy thousand people, you know.
Why not? Does this mean that my glorious King Matt Prater is on the back burner and we will likely not see him
the
anymore?
The Bills have been operating without needing another kicker right now. But this happened last year, where Bass is trying to come back from the injury, kicks in a preseason game, and then we don't see him again.
Nope.
Until literally now. So it's good to know that Bass is back kicking. I think a lot of people took the video. The kicking motion thing and kind of like ran with it. But the thing is, he does that a lot. It's kind of part of his motion where he puts he brings the leg back down.
Yeah.
It's something that he does. And someone very quickly... correctly brought up the Miami moonshot, mm-hmm. where it kind of fixed Tyler Bass's groove.
Yes.
And he does the same exact thing.
And I also saw on the other side people comparing him to Young Wei Koo. I'm like, this isn't even close to Young Wei Koo. Young Wei Koo kick the ground.
Yeah.
At least Tyler Bass kicked the ball.
Yeah. He's kicking the ground after the fact. That's the thing. It's yeah. It's part of his follow-through process.
Yes.
So I think Bass is fine. I'm ready for Tyler Bass to get back to it.
It's been a long time coming.
It's a long time coming for him. I'm very hopeful. And more or less, I hope this is the last that we really have to talk in extent about the kicker. Because that would mean that Bass is doing just fine.
And is it this year where Tyler Bass finally gets both of the eye black under both eyes? Or is he still rocking just the one?
Keep the style.
Just the one?
Like keep the style. I like it.
The Paul Stanley look?
I like it.
Instead of a star, it's just a line under his eye?
I like it. I like it. It's style.
It's unique. That is the stuff that kickers
swag.
Do. If I saw a quarterback with that, I'm like, sack him 10 times.
I don't know. That's still swag.
I like the
swag
cross.
Swag is swag.
I like
Doesn't
the cross.
Matter.
I like the Jalen Hurts thing. I like the Tua thing. I never understood the one eye black. It looks incomplete to me.
I like it. I think it's fun.
But it's a thing that kickers can do because kickers are people too. That's what Pat McAfee says. Or punters.
Yes.
Punters are people too.
Yeah. So Bass out there today along with everyone else in the return of the blue and red. I wonder if they put kicking into the swing of things here for this practice. I would imagine you probably try to simulate as much as you can in the stadium.
Kicking off a tee or something.
And you're going to be practicing in it all week. That is also the other part of this. Like, they're going to be practicing in Orchard Park. They're going to try to get a feel for the stadium. And then they're playing in it 1 week later. 1 week from today.
Yes.
As a matter of fact.
Against the undefeated Carolina Panthers, if you ever watched that Hall of Fame game.
Oh, that's
right. Holy smokes.
That was...
That was awesome. That was the best Hall of Fame game. And we said this off air, the best Hall of Fame game of all time.
Real quick, because I want to get back to the phones as well. That Hall of Fame game had sauce. And it's kind of where I'm like upset that Joe Callie's not here today because him and I get into arguments about this game. I am fascinated and infatuated with how terrible the Hall of Fame game is typically.
Yes.
But this game on Thursday, it had teeth. It had sauce. It had everything you wanted to a point where Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth, who oftentimes during a Hall of Fame game have to find filler to go through because the game is not mattering, it's ugly, it's terrible, the football's not good, didn't have to do any of it. They didn't have to do any of the filler stuff because the game had teeth. There were great plays being made. Haynes King is dealing. Carson Beck having himself a fantastic day playing three quarters of that game. And turning a little bit of an interesting conversation into what Arizona might do at quarterback this year.
True.
It's an overreaction to a Hall of Fame game, but his ball placement was really good. Zach and I talked about this yesterday. Ball placement was great. He was poised. He doesn't move a lot. Like, he's not much of a pocket manipulator. So we're going to see what happens when you get more quality competition throughout the preseason. But Arizona handled him probably exactly how I would have wanted. Play him for three quarters.
Play him for three quarters? Let him get his throws in? He went 15 of 19 for a $1.88 and a touchdown?
Probably should have had two, honestly.
Probably should have had two.
But
it wasn't like Haynes King, though, who got the walk-off touchdown.
Haynes King was... By the way, Tirico's call on that?
Amazing.
Haynes
you stick that in a
King.
Playoff game, that is one of the calls that people will talk about for years to come.
Yeah. The man called it like he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it... Because that's how exciting the game actually was for once. And I think that you get a genuine call like that from Tirico because oftentimes at this time of the year for the Hall of Fame game, they're bored out of their gourd.
And it's the genuine shock and disbelief that this is a great game
to watch.
It's
actually a really
here.
Great game where the over-under, Trevor, for that game was 33.5. They beat it at halftime.
Yep. 63. Combined points. 33 scored by Carolina alone.
The over-under was 33.5, and they beat it at halftime.
And the Hall of Fame game. I mean, let's be real here. It has that laughable sort of sense.
It has that laughable charm to it.
Yeah.
Last year's Hall of Fame game, by comparison, Trevor.
100%.
The opening kickoff was fumbled.
Yep. And no one knew the rules for the new kickoff rules. No one even knew what they were.
But the opening kickoff was fumbled.
Yep. And
there
then
was
2016, they had to cancel the game entirely because of a paint spill at midfield. Colts-Packers.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember that very well. Like, it has that effect.
The
where
The stadium
like,
sometimes has gotten into the hijinks.
Yeah.
It was 2023 where There's just a random power outage.
Yeah. Yep.
No, no. 2023 was Kellen Mond being bad at football. 24 is the power
Kellen
outage.
Kellen Mond being bad at football doesn't get
it was Kellen Mond enough. And Tim Boyle in the second half of that game.
Jet
and,
legend?
Oh, boy.
Tim Boyle? Oh, my.
That was dreadful. 24, the stadium, power outage, randomly.
Yep. Like, Beyonce must have been playing there the night before or something.
So, like, there's a bad charm to the game. And then 25, opening kickoff is fumbled. DJ Uiagalelei is dreadful.
Yep.
Like, there's so much that you could look at and go, oh, wow, this is just, like, this is the Hall of Fame game.
2026, walk off.
2026.
Quarterback sneak, touchdown, Carolina wins 33-30 over Arizona.
That is the beautiful part about it. And you know what? Good for all of them that played and kind of made it a Hall of Fame game worth watching. So
yeah, where were you when you saw Haynes King's two-minute drill?
I was with... So
two-minute drill with Haynes
King. One of my friends and I, we watch this game every year, and the meme-worthy version of it is kind of where we like fell in love with the idea of like watching bad football.
Mm-hmm. So, it's so bad that it's so good at the same time.
So every year we've been watching it, laughing at it, but then this one, like, this is the best Hall of Fame game we've ever watched.
On the edge of your seat.
The entire time. The game's worth looking at. So, enough about the Hall of Fame game. Those are my closing thoughts on it.
Yes, and, legendary.
But it was a great game. That
100%.
That is the part about it is that, hey, football's back, and we say it usually tongue-in-cheek with this game. Instead, hey, rest of the preseason, you've got to follow this up.
And if you're not fired up now, when will you be? Last week of the preseason?
Yes.
Football's back.
But football is back, and it was not tongue-in-cheek. The rest of the preseason kind of has to follow that up.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. Games start back again on Thursday.
The bar is set at
including
cruising
your
altitude.
Colts.
Yep. Yep. So,
803-0550 is the number to call. How you feeling about the Bills with training camp? How you dealing with the stadium? New? The fact that the old one is gone? It's now just flat land again? It is kind of, you know, mesmerizing in a different way there. But we'll go back to the phones and Iona on the line here. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
I was just thinking that it'd be a good idea to put in a resort hotel across the street for families that come from way out of town or the players when they want to just have a place right quick to go to sleep or to walk to if they've been drinking, you know, the fans and whatnot. And it would help beef up the city and provide jobs and, you know, clean up crews and things of that nature. I just thought it'd be a good idea that Buffalo could start getting built up to be more.
I don't know. That's not a bad idea necessarily for a couple of different reasons. The one fear I have of that is, and fear is being used really loosely here, I want my competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm.
The visiting teams are going to want to stay there.
Oh, 100%.
And absolutely not.
No, can't do that.
I can't. That's the one thing I think that's going to keep that from happening is the Bills probably look at that and go, opposing teams are going to want to stay here.
Yeah, what other...
And they have a shorter drive to the stadium than we do.
Mm-hmm.
What gives? Like, because then all the players, they're living around here, they have to get to the facility.
Can we take something out of the
Boxborough opposing team
playbook? How about set up a Bills Hall of Fame, a Bills Museum?
That is something that I've heard rumors about.
That would be cool.
But what the caller mentions, though, also, and this is where I would say it's in favor as well, if you're trying to host the NFL draft, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have people that are right there right now. That said, I wonder the park thing or something along that line,
mm-hmm.
because the Bills are trying to host the NFL draft, right? We've heard about this. It was mentioned by Pete Guelli of like, you know, we're taking notes from other places, smaller places like a Green Bay.
Yep.
See what would have to be done. That lot, all of a sudden, is a bunch of land that you can use for relative activities, for the draft, not having to deconstruct and reconstruct something.
Right.
You can put something out there on the other side that strengthens your case. A hotel would strengthen that case as well. What happens with it is going to be the true mystery. I'm intrigued to see what happens there, but it is going to be a little bit of time before we even find out anything concrete.
Yeah.
it is also still wild to me knowing that the cathedral that everyone went to for decades is now just land.
Rubble.
It's ground.
Ruins. Ancient Greek ruins.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job cleaning that up, really.
They are.
Honestly. But because I saw the overhead and it's like, it's just land. It's just a lot. It's a dirt lot right now.
And I didn't go to a lot of games, but like, it's still kind of like, wow.
It's actually gone.
It's like a heart-wrenching feeling.
And last year was cool in a different sense too, Trevor, that anyone that was going to games, you saw the progression of the stadium mm-hmm. over the last couple of years. You saw the progression across the street. And you saw the building and the skeletal outside of it, so to say, formulating and truly becoming the shape of what it was supposed to look like. And then you get a chance to look at it as it's evolved, and there it is now. The last game at Highmark Stadium is all the more poignant because of the fact that you see it now. It's everything about it's formulated. That's where we're going to be next year.
Yep.
It's real. It's here. But I'm going to take anyone that went. They took their time. They enjoyed it. They had the Bills with the red helmets, which I'm a little disturbed about the fact that they're not bringing those home this year.
How can you not?
Conversation for another day.
Yeah.
As we got to take a timeout. We've got business to conduct on the other side, Trevor. That means the booty cheek of the week coming
Let's
up
go.
Here on Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. You know the music. Also because we said that this was what was coming up was the booty cheek of the week. Derek Kramer, Trevor Howard, Dan Dale on the board and on your updates here today. I'm working with literally everyone else today than the usual suspects.
The B team.
I didn't want to say B team though.
I'll say it.
You know what? Second line.
I like that. That's
second line,
that's better. We take that?
Yeah.
Second line gets power play time.
Second line does.
It does.
Especially in the Sabres organization.
Second line also sometimes will see favorable matchups. B team is derogatory. Second line isn't.
The second power play scores goals too.
Second line sometimes has fantastic forwards on it.
So true.
Most of the time. Top
sometimes
six.
Leon Draisaitl's playing on the second line.
Yes. Jason Pompfield is a second liner.
Historically, Evgeny Malkin would play behind Sidney Crosby on the second line.
It's true.
And then on moments where they would need the star power, they'd elevate it. Anyway, second line. What do we got?
Baseball fans. August 4th, 2026. South Oklahoma, Texas Rangers defeated the San Francisco Giants 5-4. Globe Life Stadium. Two runners on, two outs, bottom of the ninth in a 4-4 game. Ezekiel Duran hits a routine fly ball to right field to likely send the game to extras until Giants outfielder Jung Ho Lee trips from the area between the grass and the warning track, trips, falls right on his dupa.
Oh.
Ball lands 2 feet onto the track. Rangers walk off the Giants in the most Texas Ranger win I've ever seen.
That's got it.
Booty
be
cheek
tough.
Of the week.
There you go. All right, Dan.
Pro Football Hall of Fame game. You're excited. You're
we love
seeing
to see
football.
It. The game had sauce.
They're showing a little nice thing for Larry Fitzgerald. Showing the Cardinals all looking around the Hall of Fame, just getting around. Everybody's wearing the red shirts or the Larry Fitzgerald shirts, except for the one guy who they show, Marvin Harrison Jr. Orange sweatshirt with wired headphones in. Did you not get the memo that everybody was wearing red?
He had his headphones
Fitzgerald
in. He didn't hear
stuff?
It. He had his headphones in.
He just didn't care.
The one piece of pushback I'll give on this is Arizona's uniforms and like the jersey shirts are ugly.
No, but Trey McBride just wore a red normal shirt.
Oh, okay.
I would have
been
okay with that. You're wearing your colors. You're doing fine.
Was it a Syracuse hoodie in homage to his father?
No.
Okay, that's a little weird.
It was just orange. And I'm just like you
plain,
ruined everything.
Hang on, just a plain orange sweatshirt?
A plain orange sweatshirt. He ruined everything. He ruined
maybe
the whole thing.
Maybe it's just having a plain orange sweatshirt that's the real problem here.
No.
You're
not taking a shot at my wardrobe.
No.
No.
No, I'm not.
Hold
you're
on.
Not wearing a, are you wearing a plain orange sweatshirt?
I have one, and that means it's associated by default.
But hold on. If it's a plain orange
way
sweatshirt.
Way to make it about you.
Exactly.
You could have put in at least a Bandits logo on it or an Orange Iguana's like Legends of the Hidden Temple logo on it if you wanted to. But plain orange, what are we doing here?
All right. Anyway, I hate to do this. Dan,
Every recruit, every current student athlete will hear this message repeatedly. We are here to win championships. If you don't want to win championships, go to Indiana.
Purdue Athletic Director Tommy McClelland. I talked about this yesterday. I got to talk about it again today because it is indeed the booty cheek of the week. We are here to win championships. If you don't want to win championships, go to Indiana, where they just won a championship in football and are the defending national champions. Oh, and won the Big Ten as well, so there's championships there. At this point, everyone knows. I'm a Purdue stan. I don't know why I am. I know why I am. It's my friend Sammy's fault. Darn you, Sammy.
Drew Brees, though. At least you have Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And Curtis Painter.
What I appreciate, the attitude, the confidence. What I don't appreciate, if you don't want to win championships, go to the defending champions.
And in-state rival?
Again, I like the sauce.
The sauce is there.
Bleep IU forever.
Yes.
You can't say it now. That's the problem that I have. So there we go. Tommy McClelland, mine for the booty cheek of the week. You know what's not the booty cheek of the week? Two more hours of Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Trevor Howard. Dan's on the board there and with your updates as we roll on a nice Saturday.